You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, Series 3, Episode 2. This week's episode, we're going to have a look at soulmates, karmic relationships, and twin flames. Why some conversations and connections feel destined, and why not every powerful connection is meant to last. I'm your host, Kim Dunn, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerland Point, New South Wales, Australia. Okay, have you ever met someone and immediately felt as though you know them? Perhaps it's a connection that was instant, familiar, incredibly intense. Maybe you couldn't stop thinking about them. Maybe they changed your life completely. And perhaps at some point you wondered, is this person my soulmate? Is this a karmic relationship? Or could they be my twin flame? Today we're exploring these powerful spiritual ideas and, more importantly, what our relationships can teach us about ourselves. Last week we explored soul contracts and the spiritual belief that certain souls may cross our path for particular experiences, lessons, or growth. And today we're going to continue that conversation by looking at the three terms we hear constantly in the spiritual world: the soulmates, the karmic relationships, and the twin flame relationships. These are spiritual concepts rather than scientifically established categories or relationships, and beliefs about them vary widely. So as always, take what resonates, remain curious, and keep your own discernment. So, what is a soulmate? One of the biggest misconceptions about soulmates is that there is only one perfect romantic person somewhere in the world who completes us. Within many spiritual modern beliefs, many people believe that soulmates go with you for a lifetime. But a soulmate could be a romantic partner, a close friend, parent, child, sibling, a mentor, even someone who is only part of their life for a relatively short time. Soulmate connections are often described as having a sense of recognition or familiarity. You may feel comfortable with someone very quickly, so that relationship has had a depth that seems surprisingly for the amount of time that you've known one another. But soulmate doesn't necessarily mean lifelong romantic relationships. Some people may walk beside us for decades. Others may be incredibly important to one particular chapter of our lives. I also think that to move away from the idea from another person is our missing half. Healthy relationship can enrich our life, but another human being should not have to complete us. We remain whole people with our own needs, boundaries, choices, and growth. A beautiful soul connection can support us in becoming more ourselves, but not require us to disappear into somebody else. Now, let's look at karmic relationships. The phrase karmic relationship is often used in modern spiritual communities to describe an intense connection that seems to bring unresolved patterns or lessons to the surface. Many people describe strong attraction, repeated cycles, emotional highs and lows, breakups and reunions, or an extraordinary difficulty letting go. But intensity doesn't mean the same thing as compatibility. Pain is not proof that the relationship is spiritually destined, and a relationship being difficult doesn't automatically make it karmic. Attachment, grief, hope, familiarity, relationship patterns, nervous system responses can all make connection feel extremely powerful. And what might a karmic relationship teach? If the karmic framework is meaningful to you, The useful question is not simply how do I keep this person? It might be, what is this relationship showing me? Perhaps it reveals a pattern of people pleasing. Perhaps it's you are learning boundaries. Perhaps it highlights fear of abandonment. Difficulty receiving love, rescuing others, or ignoring your own needs. Sometimes the lesson we imagine is, I must make this relationship work. But the lesson may ultimately be, I need to stop abandoning myself. That is a very different between kind of growth. And twin flames are another modern spiritual concept. They are sometimes described as two expressions or mirrors of one soul. Although beliefs about exactly what twin flame is can vary. People often associate twin flame connections with instant recognition, powerful attraction, mirroring, accelerated personal growth, separation, and reunion. You may also hear about so-called runner-chaser dynamic, where one person withdraws while the other pursues the connection. A spiritual label must never excuse harm, though, and this is incredibly important. Nobody should be encouraged to tolerate manipulation, abuse, coercion, stalking, repeated betrayal, or disrespect because somebody has told them the relationship is karma, destined, or a twin flame connection. If a spiritual belief is asking you to abandon yourself in order to keep somebody else, it's definitely time to start questioning that interpretation. You can feel profound spiritual connection with somebody and still choose distance. You can love somebody and still have boundaries. You can believe a relationship changed your soul and still recognize that it no longer is healthy for you. Okay, what is the difference between a soulmate, karmic, and twin flame? If you want a simple, reflective way of thinking about these ideas, we might say, soulmate connection can feel like, I recognize you. Karmic relationship can feel like, you are showing me something I need to see. And a twin flame belief is often described as you mirror something profound in me. But the label is not the most important part. The more powerful question is, who am I becoming in this relationship? Am I becoming more honest, grounded, loving, and authentic? Or am I becoming more anxious, diminished, confused, and disconnected from myself? Why can some people be so hard to let go, though? Sometimes I think I can't stop thinking about this person, so surely they must be my soulmate or twin flame. But typically letting go is not proof of spiritual destiny. Human attachment can be incredibly powerful. Grief, unfinished conversations, hope, chemistry, familiarity, the nervous system can keep us all emotionally connected. So rather than immediately asking, what spiritual label belongs to this person? Try asking, what is the connection activating within me? That question brings your attention back to the part of the relationship that you can actually work with yourself. Love should not require self-abandonment. Meaning relationship does not have to be perfect. Healthy relationships still contain disagreements, mistakes, and difficult seasons. But love should leave room for respect. Consent, honesty, boundaries, and individuality. A spiritual connection is not more valuable because it hurts more. Sometimes the most spiritually significant choice we make is recognizing that love and self-respect need to exist in the same room. When I look back over relationships and connections in my own life, I can see that different people have taught me different things. And same for everybody. Some connections can teach us what love feels like. Others teach us what we're no longer willing to accept. Some can bring out strengths we didn't know we had. Some show us places where we still need to heal. I don't believe we have to perfectly label every person in order to honour what relationship meant. Sometimes recognising the lesson is enough. We can say, this person mattered, changed me, and I'm still allowed to decide what happens next. Maybe the greatest soul connection isn't necessarily the person you feel cannot live without. Maybe it's the person whose presence someone helps you to remember yourself. And sometimes a powerful relationship doesn't have to come into your life and stay forever. Sometimes it comes in to wake us up, showing us something and change the direction of our journey. Whatever you name the connection, never forget that you belong to yourself too. Sometimes the most important relationship of all is the one we finally learn to have with ourselves. May you recognize the relationships that nourish your soul. May you find the wisdom in relationships that challenge you. May you have the courage to release any label that asks you to abandon your own well-being. May you know that letting go does not erase love, and boundaries do not erase meaning. Until next time, trust your intuition, anchor into your heart, walk gently with spirit. And this and a whole lot more is available at my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. And for more information, please go to my website, www.coastalpsychicvibes.com, or my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. Okay, I think that's enough of me talking. Let's see who we've got on the call tonight. Is it Evelyn?
Evelyn, yes.
Hi, hello. Evelyn. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you. So,
good.
Yeah.
You just after a general read tonight?
Yes.
Awesome. Let's see what the cards want to tell you. And really, it's not the cards, it's your spirit team liaising with my spirit team. And these are the messages to, that they probably feel that you need to know right now. I feel like you're quite spiritual yourself, though.
I'm sorry?
Are you quite spiritual yourself?
Yes. Yeah.
I've started this journey
and then I retract and I go back and so many issues, but definitely I have a love for the fact that we are spiritual, all of us. Yeah.
Are you meditating?
I'm sorry?
Do you meditate?
Yes. Yeah, not as much as I should. Yeah.
Okay, well, I feel like they want you to do some more, because the first card that pops out is the Four of Air, insights that comes from meditation. Okay.
Yeah.
It's also saying get more sleep. Yeah. Are you not sleeping well at the moment?
I'm not sleeping well right now. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Yep. There's a bit of mental exhaustion. Yeah. All right. Let's see what else they want to tell you. The Ten of Fire. Let's just see where my message is on this one. Might be a moment. Okay. The Ten of Fire. What have you got to tell us? Okay, it's saying the need for balance in life. Would that be between work, home, and balance?
Yeah, definitely. There has been some health concerns that have kept me.
The next message is saying health problems due to stress. So bringing that balance back in will avoid and help you. Do you ground yourself?
I'm sorry?
Grounding. Okay, contact with the earth.
Yeah, I really haven't done much. I know these things, and thank you for allowing this message to come through, because I know these things. I'm just not doing it. I feel drained emotionally and energetically and physical. I'm just drained. So that I hope to get myself back on track. The health has to, be a little better. Unfortunately, I've been suffering with cancer. I feel that it's gonna be okay. But it has really drained me. and all that.
Yeah, no, it's taking its toll. Yeah. So again, these are messages from your spirit team, okay? They see and hear everything we do. Please also chat to them while you're meditating. Okay, feel like you can have a chat to your spirit team and ask them for some insight and help, and they'll get those, you know, they'll answer your questions and open doors for you. Because, yeah, they see everything, they hear everything, so ask them. They can't intervene until we invite them. So invite your spirit team and loved ones and ancestors to help you in your everyday life and open doors for you. But, yeah, they can see that the grounding will really help you, I feel.
Thank you. Yes, yes. My son passed 3 years ago, and after that, it really will help me to do this, to ground myself and just get a hold of myself.
If you can't physically get yourself out and have that contact with Earth, I bought myself a grounding sheet that goes on my bed, and I sleep on that every night. And that you grounding, and I seriously, all my little aches and pains and all those little things are all gone. Best beautiful. To get out on the earth yourself. But if you can get yourself a grounding sheet and sleep on, yeah, huge difference.
Oh, it sounds okay. Beautiful, yes. Yeah.
See.
Yeah.
I'm just checking the next card. Won't be a moment. All right. Just looking up your beautiful message here. Won't be a moment. Okay, the message is coming out of self-doubt. You need to start trusting your intuition and having that confidence within yourself. Yeah, and I feel like this is going to, more is going to come with the meditation. If you can just spend 10 minutes a day in your meditation, I feel like you're really going to gain a lot from that.
Okay.
Okay, this
I think I'm going to do a lot of connection. Yeah.
So I'm just, we've got the strength card. All right, I'm just going to look up your particular message here. Okay, it says you need to stand up for yourself. I'm not sure where that stands, but, yeah, they're saying stand up for yourself. So I'm not particularly sure in what particular area, but, yeah, the message there is stand up for yourself.
Okay, I think I understand that, yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Let's see what else we've got for you. Just shuffling. Okay. Two beautiful cards. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Stand up for yourself and your beliefs. Have confidence. Okay, have you just bought a home or thinking about buying a home?
No, I live in my house for about 16 years already. I'm in New York City.
Okay, what about a car? Okay, it might be a car. It says home or car.
A car?
New car? Yeah.
I don't have a car. I don't drive, yeah. My son and my daughter do.
Okay. All right, just check it. Wait a moment. Okay, my next message comes out as saying improving health, which is always good news. Okay, I'm going to see what my last card is for you. One more card. But it's good to know that health will improve. And I feel like the grounding is really going to, that was been sticking out for the whole reading. I really feel like grounding yourself is going to make a huge difference. Okay. Okay, the last card's popped out, the moon. Listen to your intuition and pay attention to the signs from divine. Unnecessary worry, let go of your fears. Beautiful card to finish. Thank you so much, Evelyn, for calling in. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Awesome. All the best.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, I believe we have Abigail.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Yeah, awesome, thank you. Just a general read you're after tonight?
Yes.
Excellent. Let's see what we've got pop out for you. Oh, okay, got a few cards coming. So the first card that popped out, the Two of Fire, taking the next steps, bold and ambitious choices, expanding your plans, continue to move forward. An amazing opportunity. Let's see if this has worked for you. Yeah, this is a work opportunity. All right, it's just asking me to go to the booklet. Won't be a moment. I'll see what the message is in the booklet. Yeah, career changes, job offers, promotions. Something big's about to happen in your career. What kind of job work are you doing?
I'm a college professor.
Okay, yeah, something's coming up for you. I feel like it's been a long time waiting for you. The release card has popped out. Endings that lead to new beginnings. Okay. And it's also, and I feel like that's, it's also saying a spiritual transformation for you. So you're quite spiritual yourself then.
Yes, I am.
You've been going through a spiritual awakening for a while?
Have I what?
Been going through a spiritual awakening.
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. So the next card that's popped out is the Hermit. Time spent in meaningful meditation or solitude. Are you meditating?
Yes.
Excellent. It's also saying seek out a spiritual mentor. Have you got a women's group or a spiritual group that you can attend or just to, like a community? I feel like you need to have a community around you.
Right. Yes, ma'am. You're right.
Yeah, so don't feel like that because it's also saying self-discovery, and I feel like there's so much more for you to learn and to get into yourself into like a little spiritual community will you'll find some mentors that will be able to open some doors for you and help you on your journey.
Okay, thank you.
But it also is saying shine your light as an example for others. Okay, I feel like you could be the mentor one day.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful card. But yeah, continue. So you're intertwined, are you talking to your spirit team?
Yes.
Excellent. Good. So let's see what else we've got here for you. feel like that job opportunity is going to come before the end of the year too.
Really?
That'll be later this year. The job offer, the promotion, whatever's happening in your career. Okay, the next card popped out, the Page of Earth. An excellent opportunity presents itself. Happy news about your career promotions. It's also saying a new area of study. So don't be surprised if you have to learn, whether it's a little computer system or a, I don't feel like it's a lot that you need to learn because I feel like the position going in, you've got plenty of experience, but there's just a little something that you might have to just take a course or something to enhance yourself, if that makes sense.
Right.
Okay, what else have we got here? The end of challenging times. Things are looking up. A welcome relief. Finding your way to a peaceful place. The end of depression or an illness. Yeah, and there's also travel or a relocation here as well for you. Is it the travel?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, the next card out, the Eight of Water. Seeking more from life than what you're experiencing. A spiritual quest. Choosing to make big life changes. A change in priorities. Mm. The next card out is the Magician. Magic is alive in your life. What you need to be a success will manifest. If you believe it, you can do it. And this is about mindset. Right. This is taking the right mindset and using the law of attraction to draw these things in for yourself. I feel like you're quite the manifester. So use it for your better good. You know what I mean? Speak to your spirit team. Ask them to open doors. I really feel like they're opening these doors in your career for you. And, beautiful card. Let me see if we can just finish on another card for you. Lots of beautiful things happening between now and the end of the year for you.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, the Two of Earth. Let me just see what this is going to tell us. Okay, this is just saying add a little fun into your life. Okay, we can all use a bit of fun in our life. But that's a beautiful reading for you. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Uh-huh, thank you. Have a good night.
All the best. Thank you. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. What a great week. Have a great week. What have we got coming up? We have got the new moon coming up and lots of beautiful things coming up. Let's see if it's a call. One card for the collective. What would the collective like to know? What does the collective need to know? Here we go. One beautiful card to finish us off. Transformation. A significant life experience that requires changes to be made. Powerful and often unexpected revelations, breaking free of procrastinating and releasing old belief systems. Something we all need to do. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great week. And Coastal Psychic Guide Spiritual School. Come check it out. Thank you.